When we humans first trained our telescopes on the planet Jupiter in the 1600s, we observed a spot on it. That spot, to the best of our knowledge, was the Great Red Spot, a huge hurricane that dominates Jupiter's southern hemisphere. Scientists since have been monitoring that storm in much more detail since the early 1800s, and today we're about to get closer to the storm than we have ever before. At around noon, Australian Eastern Time, the NASA spacecraft Juno will fly right over the top of the Great Red Spot. It will peer beneath the clouds and try to get answers to questions like, how deep does the storm go and what keeps it swirling for hundreds and hundreds of years? The science editor here at RN, Jonathan Webb, spoke to the head of the Juno mission, Dr. Scott Bolton.
So we're just a few thousand miles above it. I mean, it's going to be incredible. I mean, Juno, if you've looked at some of the images that we've made, they're stunning. Jupiter is absolutely stunning and looks like a painting. And for the first time, we're going to go over this feature, which is sort of iconic, right? I mean, it's what you think of when you think of Jupiter. And we're going to see what it looks like really close. I mean, we are basically just scraping along the top part of the atmosphere. We're going screaming fast, but we've got cameras that know how to work that at that speed, and so we're going to get the first really close-up view of what this storm looks like. And I can't wait to see what it looks like. I've got bets with all my team because nobody knows exactly what kind of features we'll see inside, what the kind of colors and swirling of the clouds are. Maybe we're going to see something that looks three-dimensional, like a tunnel going in. I mean, nothing would surprise me at this point.
What are some of the things that people are laying bets on? Is there an eye of this storm? Is there going to be a calm spot in the middle?
That's one of the questions is that, you know, there is a little bit of an eye you kind of see, but we've never really seen anything that close. The other thing is, you know, how deep a root is when you go over it. Are you going to see some signature that the atmosphere underneath is different? And how deep will that signature go? So there are people that have on my team that have said, nah, I'm going to go over it, and it's just you won't see anything. It'll just be a veneer like everything else, and as soon as you drop down much deeper below the cloud tops, it'll disappear. And then there are other people saying, no, that's impossible, that it must be really deep. In fact, it's going to be deeper than we can see. We're going to see a signature that just goes in forever. And this is only one of our passes. We'll have other passes that go over the red spot. This first one, we're focused on getting really close-up pictures and to look underneath, and we'll also search for lightning, right? We want to see if there's any lightning going on in there. Jupiter has lots of lightning, but nobody's ever detected it in the red spot, but they've never been in a position to be able to look. So we'll be the first to look to see if, lots of storms on the Earth have a lot of lightning, but it usually takes water, and this storm may be more ammonia than water, but we don't know.
As well as a lot of excitement and a lot of bets being made by the sounds on your team, is there any nervousness? Is there any risk for Juno in this flyby, or is it just another orbit?
Oh, no, there's high risk in every flyby. You know, we're going through the gates of hell every time we get close to Jupiter. I mean, it is one hazardous place. And each time we go by, we're going through a worse region, something that's more hazard, more radiation. So this pass, even though we've successfully done, six previous ones, this one will be a little bit harder than we've done before. We're confident that things are going to work, but we're not overconfident. We're not taking it for granted. We will be on the edge of our seat. Just keeping our fingers crossed that everything works and we get the close-up pictures that we all want.
And when do we get those? I mean, first of all, how long does it take for you to find out that everything's okay, that Juno's made it through the fly past? And then when do we start to see these pictures and results?
So we'll get a first indication of Juno behaving well and doing okay just a few hours after we pass. So the way this works is we're a little bit in the blind. In order to take the data we wanted, we're turning the spacecraft away from communicating with the Earth. So we're actually going through this pass without being able to communicate, so we can't send any data down until after we're done. Then we'll turn the spacecraft back to face the Earth. So you won't see the first images possibly till the end of the week or even the weekend.
And when that downlink finally comes, what's the first piece of data you're going to look for?
So the first thing we send down sadly, is engineering data. We check the spacecraft's health to see if everything's okay, or do we need to do anything because of an emergency. So after we check all the engineering, and we check the engineering of all the instruments, then we start sending down the data from the magnetometer, because we want to check the magnetic field and make sure we get that down on the ground. And then we start sending down pictures. And the first pictures that come down will be the ones that were taken first, so they're further away from Jupiter and over the poles. And so it takes a while before we get to the pictures that are right over the red spot. You really have to learn patience when you're in this business.
I'm sure.
And it's patience during a time when things are very tense. I've learned that. But it's all part of the fun.
It's all part of the fun. That's Dr. Scott Bolton, the head of the Juno mission. He's from Southwest Research Institute in Texas, talking to our science editor here at RN, Jonathan Webb, about the Juno mission and its flyby of Jupiter's Great Red Spot, which should happen around noon Eastern Standard Time. We'll keep an eye out for those pictures coming back from Jupiter over the next few days.